This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you enjoy your Memorial Day? I hope you did. Some, as they say, choose to remember. Some choose to forget. Memories, like the corners of my mind. Misty waters colored memory. Memories of the way we were. I was thinking about memory because I was thinking about Memorial Day, which has memory in it, right? Something to memorialize. Things you wish to leave behind. Things you wish to look back on. Things that are important to you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Memorial Day. Ask yourself why Democrats don't like it when we hearken back. When we talk about the good old days. Tell me about the good old days. All right? Songs written about it. People, it's a fun thing to reflect back on your children's birth, reflect back on your graduation, reflect back on falling in love, reflect back on, you know, the day you got your first car, you got your first kiss. Oh, man, memories. Memorial Day, to memorialize people that were made an impact on you. I was talking to, by the way, I told a story about my Princeton friend Ron. I was talking to my friend who's a cardiologist, black cardiologist, interned in Johns Hopkins under Dr. Ben Carson. And I was telling you about his brother who flunked a physics test, made a 40. Professor says, you can't pass my class. He says, will you give me a way to pass it? Professor says, make ace the next two tests and you can pass it. And he says, I will, but you got to help me. And he studied. And he ended up being a professor at Princeton. That's not the case. He won the top student award at Princeton. That couldn't be repeated today. But what was funny about it is I'm talking about black kids who's coddled. The professor would have helped them matriculate into ethnic studies, African studies, you know, Pan-African angst. Anyway, me and my friend were talking about how we were raised. He's one of 11 children. His father died when he was 8 years old. So he had brothers and sisters above him and brothers and sisters below him. And he talked about his older brother stepping in, his older brother, the one that went to Princeton. And he says, Kevin, my brother would go to blows with people over the family. You couldn't mess with the family. He says, my sister wanted to date a Black Panther. My brother went to the Black Panther location, called out the dude who was the leader, and said, send my sister out. And he sent her out and he said, let me explain something. I got to go back to college, but if I come back and you're dating my sister, we going to throw down. And what was funny, he was reflecting on, he said, Kevin, I was mischievous. I was getting into trouble and things like this. But my brother was like, no, you are not going to be a troublemaker. Our mom has worked too hard for this. And we were reflecting and laughing and just commiserating and having a good time over our collective angst. And you know what we came to the conclusion of? Me and Chris, or Chris and I, we both said we didn't realize we knew we were poor, but we didn't feel like it. We felt rich in spirit, rich in accomplishment, rich in the future for us. And of course, he went on and went to Andover, graduated from, you know, Ivy League colleges, became an amazing cardiologist, and he's an amazing man, God-fearing man. His wife works for the administration. But we were reminiscing, man, and having a good time. And you know what we figured out? We said, Kevin, you know what's missing in black culture today? That ability to overcome. Thinking back on how tough it was and the people before us and saying, you will not defeat us. I thought to myself, man, you know, this is what he's like, man, Kevin, we got to do something. I mean, he's helping me with Seeking Educational Excellence, and he's got his own charity. And, of course, Ben Carson's got Carson Scholars. I encourage you to get involved in any of this stuff. But it was fun to just go back and reminisce. When I think of Memorial Day, I think of my mother. I think of the traits that I share, that I inherited from her, that's part of my DNA, that people tell me, Kevin, you're just like your mom. I take it as a compliment. My mother took no crap. She would sacrifice, just like me with Fox News. My mother was like, my mother would have been identically the same. You want me to take it back? Afraid not. Take your job. It's not worth it. It's not worth my dignity. It's not worth me disrespecting myself because you don't have the ability to understand the truth. And that's what I say to Fox. And I believe in my heart of hearts, you can't stand if you don't honor the truth. I'm not saying you're going to always do the right thing. I'm not saying that. You're a failed human being, folks. You are mostly failed Christians, maybe failed Judeo-Christians. But I'll tell you this, you know truth when you hear it. And even when it bites you, you still know it. And you still honor it. Anyway, it just made me think about reflections. Reflections of what would you get if Hillary Clinton had won? Well, you'd probably get an outbreak of typhus. It's not just happening in California. It's happening all over the country. I mean, it would be happening all over the country. There are people in Los Angeles, organizations, pulling out the rugs in their offices because they're afraid of getting typhus. They say, oh, the rats brought it. Really? Okay, yeah. So measles, mumps, rubella, scabies, crazy strains of gonorrhea and a host of other things that have come from the south of the border invaders, and the left doesn't want to admit it. They want to blame rats. I blame the rats, too. A different set of rats. The swamp rats of D.C. They are the reason that this generation may not have very good memories to look back at. But see, we can look back and we can think about baseball. Was it baseball's apple pie Chevrolet? We can think about it because we know what America used to be and where it was headed. We know the trajectory of this country. Democrats want to give you all kinds of disease. They want to give you pestilence. They dang near want to give you what Moses gave the Pharaoh. They wanted rain and frogs. They want the Nile to turn to blood. You name it. I mean, they want you to suffer. And that's what they're at. But let me tell you something. Boy, some good news ahead. These tax and spend liberals that want to lose manufacturing jobs, homelessness running rampant in their cities, continue to spiral toward third world nation status in every major city in this country. But guess what, folks? Help is on the way. It's actually here. I hope you join me today. Stay with me. TeaPartyCommunity.org. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Whoa, whoa, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Isn't that a Judd song? No, like y'all know. I'm asking, and my producers, they don't know. If it ain't hip-hop, they don't know Jack. Oh, it is a Judd song? Okay. I stand corrected. You knew that. Okay, who did it? Was it Winona? Or was it the mama and the daughter, Winona? Huh? What's the mama's name? You know the mama? You know Ashley, though, don't you? Yeah. You probably secretly like Ashley, man. Oh, man. I can't trust you boys. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Democrats, if they were allowed to make the memories for you, you know what you would remember? You would remember being overrun by Mexicans coming into this country. They would make you feel guilty for actually standing up for the rights of a sovereign nation. It's completely ignoring that we have a legal immigration system that millions of people follow year after year. That's what they would try to do. And then, worse than that, they want these illegals to vote. While these people processing to get in legally, they can't vote. But they want theirs to vote. You want to know what you'd have? You want some Memorial Day memories. Well, you'd have the highest crime on the planet. It's not conjecture. If you take the top 8 cities for crime out of our criminal statistics, out of 192 countries, we are somewhere around 184 in crime. If you take out Chicago, Cleveland, Baltimore, St. Louis, whatever, if you take out the top eight most dangerous cities in America, we suddenly become one of the safest places to live on the planet. And you know what? That's with all our guns. For the record, if you took all those people in those cities, they wouldn't, I'm talking about every illegal gun owner, legal gun owner, they don't even have a fraction of the guns that exist outside of those cities. Not a fraction. So in other words, if guns are the problem, why is it that where most of the guns are located, it's relatively safe? Oh yeah, we got lots of quandaries here for you on the Kevin Jackson Show. I am the Chancellor. I teach all the classes. KJRadio.com. You know what we're going to do at some point? I'm going to play some of these callers. Callers have been contacting us, and we haven't said much to them. One guy, I talked to him the other day. He says, Kevin, you got to take more calls. And I said, I don't take any calls. You call, and then we'll play your stuff. And if you want me to have you on the show, I will call you, and we can have you on the show. But we don't take calls. You call, and then you tell us what's on your mind, and we'll talk about it. He says, I don't want to do it. It interrupts the flow. If we decide to go further with radio, then we'll do something with calls. If not, no offense. You people are smart, so I love taking your calls. If I were to get a terrestrial gig where I'm making a couple $1 million a year, we would just be on the phone like besties talking at 1 o'clock in the morning, going, girl, what you up to? What you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, we would just be hanging out. But until then, nah. It's just not worth it for me. It's no offense against you guys. You guys are awesome. Anyway, highest crime on the planet is what Democrats give you. The only people who would have guns if Democrats had their way would be criminals. Criminals and some law enforcement. And they don't even want law enforcement to have guns because you know why? Democrats, leftists, progressives as they call themselves, brain dead idiotic morons is what I call them. We should be able to come up with some brain dead idiotic morons. BIMs, like brain dead, something like what we can make them BRIM or something. We need to give them an acronym. But anyway, if it were left up to them, they don't care if you get brutalized. They don't care if you get killed, raped, whatever, you name it. For the record, I need to say something too. One of my best buddies, guy that made the film Bleeding Blue with me, his daughter was killed less than a week ago. Killed by her husband. This is a girl who was raised in a God-fearing home, who met a guy on the internet. The dude convinced her to run away with him, would not let her talk to her family, and within a year of her running away from her family, she's dead. He was on a road trip, gets a call from the younger daughter saying, Dad, you need to get home. The detective is at our house. He goes home to find out that his daughter has been murdered by her husband, a man whom he'd never met, who she met on the internet. This is a God-fearing Christian family whose daughter just went astray. And I tell you that for two reasons. One, because we can't all be perfect parents. I mean, good parents. There's nothing. They wouldn't do anything different. But this young lady gets caught up in, you know, maybe she felt like it was too strict. I don't know. But she left the house at the age of like 19 or 20. It wasn't like she was a bumpkin. And would not communicate with her parents. And that was it. It's a cautionary tale for many people. So you can't be perfect parents. And then the second part of it is, don't expect your kids to be perfect kids. Things happen. But our hearts go out to Kenny and his family. And I'm glad they got this knucklehead in custody because he was on the run. It was workers at her job that reported she didn't show up. She apparently was a diligent worker, but she didn't show up. They go to her apartment and they find her dead. And he had killed her. And, you know, I think about the circumstances of this family. You know, she's a black girl, half black, you know, raised in a black environment, gets talked to by this black dude on the internet who convinces her that he can be a better, you know, person in her life. Who knows the tragedies that befell this young lady before she died? And the rest is history. Anyway, my heart goes out to the family. But that's what the left want for us. I mean, they love the chaotic culture. They love the culture that has come around that effectively puts people and children and people, you know, in harm's way. They don't want a lawful society. They love the lawlessness. I would love to sit with them and just analyze it and say, why is it you seem to condone? You'll live in a gated community while you condone the nonsense that's going on in the black community. You don't seem to care about what's going on in Chicago. Ilhan Omar is talking about the children of illegals. It's a tragedy that six children have died in 6 months at the border, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, in the time it took for you to say that, you interloper, more than kids died in a weekend in Chicago. Do you think she cares? No. No political expediency to worry about black kids being killed. That's just what happens, right? We have an opportunity to change all of this. And thankfully, we have projects to do it. I need more staff. I'll be honest with you. I wish I could get some rock solid volunteers and say, Kev, we with you, man. We got you. Hour a day, you know, whatever. But you're good at what you do, particularly marketing or post-production video. If you're good, like if you're like a mechanic, man, I'd love to work with you. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe storms brought lots of rain, hail, and tornadoes to parts of the Ohio Valley, particularly around Dayton, killing at least one person. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine credits local media for warning residents and preventing mass casualties.
When something like this happens at night, it's even more frightening. But news media did a great job covering this, giving people, you know, whatever warning they could give.
The threat for tornadoes continues from Kansas and Missouri all the way to the East Coast, with 44 million people in 14 states that could be affected by tornadoes. The Supreme Court is siding with a lower court ruling regarding Indiana's abortion law. The High Court agreed with the lower court ruling that struck down part of the law that prohibited abortion because of gender, race, or disability of the fetus, such as Down syndrome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dr. Drew, you know who Dr. Drew is, right? Yeah, well, he used to have that show like Celebrity Rehab or something like that. I expected to see a lot of the congressmen, ex-congressmen on there, Democrats. You know, crazy. Oh, speaking of which, crazy, did you guys see Nadler almost faint? Let me tell you, that's a whole other subject. I'll get into that a little bit later. Yeah, that is a whole other thing right there. Anyway, Dr. Drew predicts an outbreak in California. Thousands of lives may be at risk this summer in L.A. Politicians could be to blame, according to the famous TV doctor. Radio host and addiction medicine specialist Dr. Drew Pinsky talked about the horrific conditions on the streets of America's second largest city Thursday before making a frightening prediction on the Brian Kilmeade show. He says, I love the great state of California, the utopia that is California, which is a nightmare. I want to give you a prediction here. There will be a major infectious disease epidemic this summer in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com 844 551-8255. Oh, wait. Dr. Drew, memo to you. There's already been a major infectious disease in California. It's called leftism. It's spreading like cancer. Oh, that's not what he meant, though. He's talking about things like San Francisco having a poop map. He's talking about things like hypodermic needles just being strewn on the street. He's talking about things of when the heat is on and all these people, I mean, California is relatively warm anyway, but when they start flocking to the beaches and doing their devilishment and spreading around, you're going to get some airborne disease that just goes, and it's going to be an epidemic. This is a dude, I don't know him, but my bet is he's a lefty. But he's saying, you know what? If we don't sound the alarm bell, something's about to go down in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Yeah. Well, another thing that what was funny about it is there's an outbreak of typhus. They're ripping out the carpet at City Hall amidst reports of the building being overrun by rats and fleas as a typhus outbreak plagues the downtown area. Now, keep in mind, Los Angeles is where we've learned of measles, all these other outbreaks I mentioned earlier. Council President Herb Wesson, who filed the motion Wednesday, said at one point he moved the staff to another location over the rodent infestation. He also asked officials to investigate, quote, the scope and of the vermin of pest control issues. Scope of vermin? scope and vermin. Anyway, I don't get it. But he's wanting them to look into the rat infestation. By the way, same thing we asked Donald Trump to do with the D.C. swamp rats. And you know what? He is one heck of an exterminator, because they should just call him the Orkin Man, because Donald Trump is getting rid of rats. We're going to get into that in a bit. But I just want to reflect on all the things that are being created here. The reason why there's an outbreak of typhus, it very well could be rats and fleas and all that. But what it really is LA's inability to pay for the things that they should be taking care of, which is the health and well-being of their citizens, and instead focusing their time and energy on nonsense. And I hate to say it, but God, who smote down the Democrats on November the 8th of 2016, and he will smote them again in 2020, may very well say, you know what, California, you like doing things without me, have at it. Oh, I know.
Yeah, those doggone Republicans talking about God has put the pestilence on.
No, I didn't see anybody God putting pestilence on California. What I said is, God said, California, you seem to know what direction you want to head. Why do you need me? Big difference. I'm not wishing anything on them. I'm saying maybe they're getting what they asked for. As Jerry Nadler, who almost passed out, he's the one who said, release the documents. We want to see the documents. I'm going to talk about that later, but I mean, we want to see the documents. And then he got all loopy. Oh, about to pass out. About to pass out. Pulled a Hillary Clinton on 9/11. Woo, people were, rubbing his head and all that. Let me tell you why. Yeah, and I'll get into this more, but I got to at least say this part. Wait, y'all think I should wait? I'm going to say this. Jerry Nadler is having these heart palpitations and losing his, because he's scared to death. That's why. Anyway, they said, guy goes on to say this, employees shouldn't have to come to work worried about rodents. This is a government building, folks. They got plenty of money. They got money to burn. In fact, they've been burning it. They've been burning it in green energy. And you don't have enough money to exterminate. They said he removed his own office's carpet in November. They've known about this for months. He says, I intend to do whatever we need. He asked officials to explore estimated costs to remove the carpeting in City Hall East, and replace it with alternate flooring, as well as rid of live plants and mull new ways for employees to store their food after hours. Why don't you just bring in some of that school food that's left over? You know, some of those dinners that left over from the school, some of those big old, those rotten oranges. And my son came home one day. This is years ago, but he came home with oranges. I'm like, what are these for? He goes, it's school. They gave them out as we were leaving the building because nobody would eat them. These oranges were harder than baseballs. If they were a little rounder, you could have used them. So anyway, the California Department of Health first reported the flea-borne typhus outbreak in L.A. County in October. Said the affected area included large parts of downtown where homeless populations sleep, including Skid Row. Said it had recorded 167 recorded cases of typhus in 2018. Look, I didn't look up the numbers, but you can look it up. How many cases of typhus do you think we had a decade ago? 2 decades ago? I don't know. I don't have the answer. But I'm going to make you a bet. I bet it was less. I'm talking about in California. In the same area. You know it's less. And it's homelessness. Oh, by the way, have we talked about California's homelessness issue? Because Governor Gavin Crazy Newsom, he says, we have a homelessness problem that is a disgrace. He announced this last week, early last week, our homelessness problem is a disgrace, as if he's got nothing to do with it. This is a guy who presided over San Francisco, one of the largest cities in that state. He was a direct pipeline to Governor Jerry Brown. He ran to become the governor, and hopefully he wants to be the president. It'll never happen, of the United States. And it's a disgrace that we have a problem like this. He never said it during the time of Jerry Brown, did he? He said the state lacked a strategy to curb homelessness, but argued that answers will come from the local level. He said that the group will work with cities and counties. Let me tell you what. California ain't working with anybody for homelessness. California will forever be the leader of the homeless population in America because it has amazing temperatures, especially in the southern part, and it has an amazing welfare system, and it caters to people who don't want to work, to people who that take pride in not being home, in having a home. What's welfare in California? $134,000, $135,000, and you're in poverty in areas of California. That's the average line. I couldn't believe it. I had to look it up. But it's in that range. So Newsom's in Oakland. Says the number of people rose 43% over the last 2 years in California, the homeless population. And they can't figure it out. Newsom's like, I wonder what it is. What could it possibly be? Maybe it's Jerry Brown. Can he blame Jerry Brown? Because let me tell you who he can't blame. He can't blame Donald Trump. He can't blame conservatives. The problems that are plaguing California and every other major Democrat enclave, sanctuary, blah, 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 are liberals. They should be arrested. It's not even a joke. They should be arrested. They're thieves. Thieves and scoundrels, stealing your money and doing nothing. You can get typhus at a federal building, at the state, you know, at the government buildings. You could get typhus brought on by the homeless that they created. They've seen the problem grow year after year after year. And what are they doing? Sending bad thugs to Hawaii, you know, so they can rehabilitate. I mean, that's the kind of nonsense. Well, I think I have a problem to the typhus. We'll send thugs to California because then they'll be better people and they'll come back and be changed. We weren't on that subject. We were on the subject of typhus and homelessness and how it's plaguing, how it's, you know, depleting the budget.
Like I said, I have a solution. We'll send these thugs to Hawaii and then we'll do that, yeah.
Newsom said, those are jaw-dropping numbers, a 43% increase in homelessness in the last 2 years. They are jaw-dropping numbers. Pathetic is what it is. And you know what? Someday, I believe California is going to finally wake up and understand what the problem really is.
This Done. Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Soon you're going to see Democrats dropping like flies. That's right. They can't handle the pressure. How could you? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I told you, Trump stresses Democrats to the limits. He stretches them. He's like, they're like that Stretch Armstrong, except you can stretch Armstrong to the point where it just, pop, it just breaks. Especially if he's cold. Yeah, if he's cold. Jerry Nadler got stressed out. Boy, did y'all see that? It's difficult to plan a coup that you believe has no chance of failing, well, that part's easy. But they planned it. Think about the meticulous detail that must have gone into the planning of this coup once Trump said, I hope Russia finds Hillary's emails, and they went, plan into action. And then Brennan goes, and Clapper goes, and Comey, and Barack Obama, and the entirety of the FBI, and the entirety of the DOJ, for the most part, because this included Loretta Lynch and many others, all of Obama's closest confidants, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS, Perkins Coie, all of them. Just this elaborate scheme. And everybody going, don't worry about it. Once Hillary's elected, you're all good. You ever? I don't know if you've ever been that invested in anything. I'm trying to think of, I can't remember anything that I was that stupid enough to go, I'm just all in on this thing. I'm seriously racking my brain going, what could you pop? Could I possibly look at and go, man, it was such a sure thing, yet it was like bet the farm. Anyway, that's what the Democrats did. They were so confident of Hillary's win, they lost reason. There are things you would never do if you even thought about the consequence or the possibility that Hillary Clinton wouldn't win. Do you understand how we use this term, cocksure, that you were going to win, that you were like, put all your money on me. He's going to throw the fight. And next thing you know, old boy gets in there and finds out he can punch. He might just be able to beat you. Belt's on the line. Bam, 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 bam. He hits you, sees your eyes roll back, and Donald Trump went, you know what? I can go for the knockout. Knocked Hillary on her flat, fat, big buttocks, and that was the end of that. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I'm just giving you the play-by-play, baby. Don't get mad at me. Just giving you the play-by-play. So Trump knocks Hillary the flunk out, and the D.C. swamp rats started scrambling. They thought they had the perfect crime. Trump was going to go down. Why worry? Then the impossible happened. God intervened, and Trump thrashed Hillary Clinton, but good. The loss sent Democrats into DEFCON 1. The panic in D.C., I hope somebody chronicles one day. And an undoubted bestseller. How Donald Trump, an insider's tale on what happened after Trump won. Wow. Would you buy that book? Hello? Hey, whistleblowers, if you want to make sure you make a fortune, you could be a low-level person. I would get immunity and I would write that book. Think about it. The cover-up of this most heinous of crimes has to be the toughest thing physically on the body. You've got Adam Schiff trying to run cover. You've got Jerry Nadler running cover. Old bug-eyed Adam Schiff. Jerry Nadler, who had gastric bypass because he looked like a big old frog a couple years ago. So you know he's got a double whammy. He's got the eating disorder and he's got the guilty conscience. And so then you got that. Then you got all of Hillary Clinton and Bill. How's that tour going? Have you guys looked it up? How's the tour going? I don't think it's going that well. Anyway, you got the tour and Hillary running around going, well, I may run again. Well, I may run again. Whatever. Run again. Hey, while you're at it, let Barack run. While you're at it, bring in Michelle. Let me ease your mind. Let me assuage any angst you may have. White people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, you out there, white folks. Let me just tell you this. Don't sweat it. Donald Trump has got this covered. He is going to beat these lefties into the dirt. Driving their dingy-dongs into the dirt. I'm telling you, it's what's about to happen. The stress. Democrats worked like AT double crooked socks to move from the debunked collusion to obstruction, right? Debunked collusion. Now, he's obstructing. But Americans realize that you can't obstruct a crime that didn't happen. Further, Trump allowed Mueller enough rope to hang himself, and Mueller might as well have hired two Nigerian brothers to pour bleach on him and get him a Subway sandwich. Because the jig is up, baby. And now, the stress has hit the Democrats. If you haven't seen this, Google Nadler feigning. Because he technically fainted. He loses it. And it dawned on me. This dude needs to be removed from office. He needs medical care. They're running around, Donald Trump, he's got dementia. Donald Trump is one of the sharpest dudes. Donald Trump, man, he could do my taxes. He could babysit my... The only thing I wouldn't let Donald Trump do is take my girlfriend on a date. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that because you might lose her. No way. But anything other than that, Donald Trump, he's my man. The new poster child for term limits. Nadler should have left politics years ago. So should most of these people. But they stayed too long. And there's a reason why they stayed long. You want to know what it is? It's one word. No, it's actually two words. Money, power. It's an elixir. Democrats would do anything to protect that power and the crooked enterprise known as big government. That's where they derive their power, and with that power comes money. In fact, it comes with something better than money. You want to know when you know you got something better than money? Let me explain it. Because it's happened to me a few times. You go somewhere, and you about to pay, and somebody goes, "What? Kevin Jackson? I got this." You want to know how good it feels to be me? Let somebody say, "I'm going to pay." Even, I don't care if it's $3. It isn't like I'm buying a Ferrari, nigga. I got this. No, you're getting a donut. And they're like, "You Kevin Jackson?" "Yeah, man." "Oh, Kevin, great. Man, I love your work. Let me get this. And I usually just go, "Okay, thank you." That's when you know, I mean, that is a great feeling. Imagine feeling that everywhere you go. Everybody knows you. You want to know why Schiff does what he does? He wants to be known. Nadler wants to be known. You know what his knucklehead Justin Amash went against Trump? He wants to be known. In his case, he wants to suck up to the Democrats too. Let me just tell you, boy, President Trump said this in a recent interview when they were talking about, going after him. He says they chose the wrong guy. I wanted to translate that one for him to the vernacular. Like, they done messed with the wrong mofo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they messed with the wrong mofo. Trump fights back, and the Democrats thought he was going to be roadkill by now. Now they lie in a political wasteland, splattered on the road. All you can see is a flat part of their carcass. You're trying to identify, was that a raccoon or an armadillo? And people are wondering, why do you care? Actually, I don't. Yeah. So Nadler pulled a Hillary on not like Hillary did on 9/11 when the Secret Service barely kept her from busting her head wide open. When she was trying to get in that big old SUV and they had to grab her. She was noodling. Oh, I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing with her. I'm sure she's having a good laugh about it. In a word, folks, what's bothering the Democrats? Declassification. President Trump made it clear. The truth is going to come out. I don't know if you guys heard his clip. In the next hour I'll play his clip. It was beautiful. I don't know who you like as a singer, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Ariana Grande, but when I play this clip of Donald Trump, you're going to think the sirens are singing you in and you're Jason and the Argonauts. And they're like, to come into the shore. You're going to be so beguiled, it's going to blow your mind. Bug-eyed criminal partner of Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, he jumped ship from the Russians to the Iranians. Suddenly, the man who had the goods on Trump collusion went quiet and then decided he would deride Trump's Iran policies, like the Americans are going to fall for that subterfuge. But with Trump's latest move to declassify the Russian investigation document, Schiff is at the eye doctor trying to get them big old eyes back in socket. Because they poked out like, he did what? I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.